We'll turn in our Bibles to Revelation 21. That's where we'll start studying. And I probably should preface our study tonight with a quote. And if the, all of those that have their future home books, if you don't have a future home book, just make sure you let one of the brothers know. I have some on the bottom shelf in my office where all the books are. I think I have some extras, as well as I have some out here on the shelf right here at the front door. So if you don't have one, just lift your hand and they'll get it to you. But let me just kind of preface this with this quote coming off of page 4 in your future home book. You'll see it in paragraph 32. We don't have to pull it up there on the screen. We'll just pull it right out of the book here for those that haven't. And this is your, that book is yours to keep. So make sure you bring it. You're going to need it for a good while. Amen. But Brother Branham says this: now, for this great subject, I suppose if I would take my time on this, because you have to bring in many things, says, I suppose if... I take my time on this because you have to bring in many things. It would take weeks. That's what he said. It would take weeks. So that's what I'm saying. You all are going to have to hold on to these books. Make sure you put it in your Bible. Bring it back, because it will take us weeks to get through this particular chapter. And to be honest, I am looking forward to it. There is so much more as I was just kind of going through today. I'm going to need a little board. I got to do some drawing for you all. And so I got to get myself a little board. Get prepared for that. Amen. So y'all get y'all notebooks and y'all get ready. We going to study. Amen. Revelation 21. It reads as follows. And I saw a new heaven and the new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Now, those are very key words that we will dig into as we go the next few weeks. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Now, there's a lot of people that love to quote that particular scripture out of the book of Revelation. That might be the only one they know, but they quote it quite often in denominational churches. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I, there's a scripture that goes along with that, all liars. It's over in the book of Psalms, and Mother had gave me that scripture a while ago, Mother Tillman, and we're going to bring that back in. But here, you know, we got it. It's very clear who's going to, says the fearful, unbelieving, and the abominable. Man, it's a lot to break down in here, y'all. You know, it's an abomination for a woman to wear a garment pertaining to a man. It's an abomination for a man to wear a garment pertaining to a woman. And here the scripture tells us the abominable and murderers and whoremongers. Amen. These are some serious things here. Whoremongers are men that just run from woman to woman to woman. Amen. sorcerers, idolaters, all liars. And my God, that not just some liars, but all liars. Liars go to church. Amen. I sit in church every week. Liars, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Lord, we're going to go through some things. We're going to teach this, y'all, because this Brother Branham saying a lot in this particular book, and some of it I just can't wait to get to. But praise God. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. I'll show you the bride. And I can tell you one thing, when you look at the bride, she will not have any of these characteristics that we read in verse 8. She won't be made up like that. Amen. Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was as of jasper. The city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold. And everybody liked to talk about walking those streets of gold. Amen. As it were, transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of nations into it. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The one thing about this city is that there can be no evil there, none whatsoever. Satan won't have an opportunity to test and try people. None of that will take place over there. So we got something to truly, truly look forward to. I have a few quotes here that I want to just try to bring to you. We're going to kind of focus on the first, let's see here, which verse is that? I'm kind of choosing to kind of talk a little bit more about the tabernacle of God. And so verse 22 says, I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. But we're going to kind of focus a little bit on the tabernacle of God part tonight, if we can. And I want to just pull up this first quote there. Amen. Out of Testimony of a True Witness. Praise the Lord. My God, my God. All right. Okay. Brother Branham says this. Says, then showing his human part,
He wept with those who weep. He laughs with those who laughs. He's in victory with those who is in victory. Let's keep him in victory. He went to the grave and stood there when they rolled away the stone. And there that little body laid in there with the worms in it, corrupted, laid down upon the earth, face fell in. And as corruption sets in, he spoke them words, "Lazarus, come forth." And that man who had been dead stood on his feet and lived again. That made every claim that he ever claimed, that he was the Son of God. He was more than the Son of God. He was both Son and God. He was both Son and God. Not just the Son of God, but he was both Son and God. He was the tabernacle of God. Because no second person could ever have power like that. It taking God himself to call back the life of a man that been dead and buried 4 days. His own works testified of every claim that he made. He was God. We know that's true because he said it was. Let's go into this next quote here out of Paradox. Jesus Christ himself is the tabernacle of God. Amen. And we're just going to kind of prove that as we go through some of these quotes here. Just an opening platform for us because we got a lot to go through here in the next weeks. Paradox. Brother Adam says this: Jesus did the works of his Father because the Father was in him. That's why the works was done, because that the Father was in the Son. Do you believe that? That in him he was the incarnate God. Do you believe that? That God the Father, which is the Father of Jesus Christ, the great Spirit, dwelt in the fullness of his power in Jesus Christ, which was the tabernacle of God, made flesh and dwelt on earth, representing the Word. Jesus was the Word. The Bible said so. St. John, the first chapter, and the Word was invisible. Now listen close. The Word was invisible until it was made flesh. The Word was invisible until it was made flesh. Then the Word becomes visible. And through his sacrificial death at Calvary and his resurrection, positionally placed his church in that realm that the same invisible God could come into the individual and make the Word visible. So here it's invisible, but as it lives in you, it becomes visible. Praise God. That's beautiful. Says, I wish my church could get that. If you could see, friends, the invisible God made visible. Now listen, let's study it again now. And look at what it says here. I like this part. I've often wanted to come into a church. I long to see it. I guess where I could walk in the back door, front door, whatever it was, look across an audience and see a perfect church all in order. Sin couldn't stay there. Now, if Brother Branham longed for that, I long for the same thing. Sin couldn't stay there. Not, you know, sin may come there, but it can't stay there. See, that's what we're talking about. As soon as sin come in, people want to get their life right quick. You know, we looking for a church like that. You know, sin couldn't stay there. No, the Spirit would call it out, you see, and wouldn't that be something, boy? You sitting there hiding with whatever you done did, and then all of a sudden God just come right down your row and just call out what you did. Well, I tell you what, folk be afraid to walk up in here. It'll cause you to go out and live right outside. Because you, boy, at my church, don't you don't do that. You don't, not knowing that you just sinned, and not even one of them. Right before you hit the door, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. Don't even try that. God will still call it out, you know. Amen. Now we want a church like that, church. We need that. And let me tell you something. When we talk about going to heaven, this is what the new Jerusalem is going to be like. No sin, none whatsoever. So we might as well start practicing it right now. Amen. Sin couldn't stay there. No, the Spirit would call it out. You see, it just couldn't stay. Like Ananias and Sapphira, You just couldn't do it. There'd be no sin in that group. No, sir. See, the Spirit quickly speak it like that. No matter what it was, how little, it would be done. See, women, men sitting there under the power of the Spirit of God moving perfectly, moving this. Someone had done something wrong in the congregation. They come quickly and confess it before the Spirit got a hold of it. To confess it before and come tell it, because they know right then it's going to be called. That's right. That's the church of the living God. How my old, poor, old heart, now it's getting old, how I've longed to stand and see a church like that. I may yet, I hope to. Perfect works of God without sin now. That could understand. All right, praise the Lord. We're looking for a church where sin cannot hide. All right, let's keep going here as we, this next quote here. Again, we're talking about this tabernacle of God. We're going to read out of God hiding himself and revealing himself in simplicity. And Brother Branham the scripture told us in Revelation 21:22, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Amen. The city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Amen. He's the tabernacle. All right. Here, God hiding himself in simplicity, then revealing himself in the same. John the Revelator, over in the book of Revelation, he saw this tabernacle, Revelation 21. He saw the new temple coming, descending down from heaven, adorned as a bride was adorned for her husband. And a voice out of the temple said, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Amen. And God shall be with them, and they'll wipe all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more hunger, no more sorrow, no more pain or death, for the former things have passed away. Church, are y'all looking forward to a day like that? Amen. That's verse 3 where it says, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. So here it says, then the true son of David, as we're going to see in this lesson coming on in this week, will then come to his temple, the temple of God, the real tabernacle, which he has gone away to construct now. For he said in John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I will go. What did he mean by that? It was already foreordained, and I'll go to prepare a place for you and will return back to receive you unto myself. And of course, we know that'll be in that great age to come. And the true seed of David will take the throne, which is Jesus Christ, and there will reign over the church as his bride in the house with him and over the 12 tribes of Israel throughout all eternity. And these little places, as David could not build the true tabernacle of God because he wasn't prepared to do it. There was nothing he could do. He was a mortal and shed blood. So is it today to us. We are not prepared to build the true tabernacle of God. There's only one can do that. And it's being in its construction now, but this little tabernacle, along with the temple that Solomon built him, and along with the others, are only temporary places of worship until the time comes when the real tabernacle will be set up upon the earth and righteousness shall reign from sky to sky, and there will be no more sorrow. Look at this now. There'll be no funerals preached in that tabernacle. Church, I'm waiting on it. Amen. No funerals preached in that tabernacle. There'll be no more weddings, for the wedding will be one great wedding for eternity. What a time that will be. Amen. Lord Jesus, let me make it. I want to go to that church right there. Amen. Praise God. Listen, he says here, let us purpose in our hearts today that in commemoration and waiting for that tabernacle to come, that we will so characterize ourselves by his Spirit that we will worship in this place as if we were in that other place. Now that's good. Worship in this place as if you're already in the other place. Praise God, waiting for that place to come. Now let us stand to our feet, and you know, he's reading the Holy Scriptures, and I saw new heavens and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away and there was no more sea, I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard the voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. I'm finished with that quote. We'll go to the next one. But as Brother Branham say, let's worship in this place as if we are in that other place. I want to ask you to do another thing. Let's live in this place as if we are in that other place. Amen. If there's anything got a hold of your life, get rid of it. Come to this tabernacle to get rid of it. Get cleansed of it, you know, purged of it so that you'll be ready to live in that new tabernacle. Amen. Praise God. Remember the scripture tells us now, liars are not going to be there. Those that are whoremongers, they're not going to be there. Sorcerers, idolaters, amen, they will not be there. Those that are abominable in God's sight, they will not be there on the other side. Amen. Praise God. We want to get rid of those things of our life. Amen. Live right before God. Live today as if you're going to live the way that you're going to live over there. The world, and I might as well tell you now, and we'll find this out later on, this new heaven and new earth, Brother Branham says, it's going to be right here. Right here. Amen. So why don't you get ready to live like you're going to live right here? And I'm not going off. No, I mean, the new heaven, new earth is going to be right here. Right here, church. God just going to purge some things. And what he's purging is atmospheres. All right, it's atmospheres that trigger some of the things that we do. Lord God, help us. I was trying to not go into some of these things, but we are influenced from other atmospheres. Y'all realize that, you know, when you get that text on your cell phone or that message on your cell phone, it's coming from another atmosphere. Some of y'all got phones right now that you don't even try, but you get pop-ups on your phone. Right? Pop-ups just show up on your phone. You weren't even trying to do nothing, but it's something from another atmosphere coming into that device, throwing that before you. And as a man, when that happens to him, those things get stuck in his mind. See, God wants to purge and cleanse the atmosphere. See, the atmosphere is going to be purged. I'm looking forward to that. Everywhere you turn, it's just evil all around. Amen. Paul said, when I try to do good, evil present. You know, I'm actually trying to do right, but evil is present. That atmosphere has to change. That's why we need a new heaven. Heaven is an atmosphere. Oh, my. We're going to get in there. Let's keep going with this. The world is again falling apart. Okay. Brother Branham makes this comment. He's talking about Abraham. Says, Abraham, though his wife old and him getting older all the time, didn't bother him a bit. He never staggered at the promise of God through unbelief. No matter how much you say it's impossible, he can't get by with it. He stayed with it anyhow. Because why? The king was with him, showing him the visions and showing him what would come to pass. And it happened just like he said, and he knew that was God. And when God makes a promise and you see it, and he tells it and it happens, and tells it and it happens, and tells it happens, and it never fails, it's God for the day. Oh, feasting on these heavenly promises of his promised word for this age, oh, knowing with an absolute assurance of faith that there is coming a new heavens and a new earth. Amen. A new heaven and a new earth, for this first heaven and first earth will pass away. But in this new heaven and new earth, Paul said over here in the book of Hebrews 14:25, he said, for we receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. How did we get into it? Not by a religious system, but a kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom. The king and his word is the same, and it's within you. Vindicating the hour that we're now living in, the promise that God made for this age. Here we are living with the King, sitting in heavenly places, watching him doing these things. And how can we turn from that word to some system? What does it do? It denies the word. You have to receive to reject truth before you can have an error. You have to reject truth before you can have an error. That is exactly right. Do you believe that? Now he goes on to say here, the hour that we're living in, oh God, the world is falling apart. There hangs in the hangers bombs. There hangs a thing to do just exactly. The church is ready. She is sealed in, ready to come. There will be a big outpouring of the Spirit. Yes, sir, to grab that church and take her into the skies. Exactly, because see, the church, the word, the bride, and Christ, his ministry is in his bride, which is his body, the celestial body. I mean to say the supernatural body of his here on earth, on the spiritual body on earth. His spirit is in there living his life right out until him and the church becomes one in the wedding. See, they become one. He takes them just a little minority. In these days, church, we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved, and that kingdom is already on the inside of us. Amen. We're going to keep going here. This next quote is going to come out of harvest time, and I'm just trying to lay a foundation before we get into this book. My, all right. Harvest time. Brother Branham says this. Amen. He says, how many got the future home of the bride and groom on the tape? See, I brought it out in there. The Lord gave it to me. I gave it on to you as he gives it to me. Now watch this. Look, the first thing, the world was condemned under Adam's fall from the word. Now, I'm going to stop here and just bring in something. If y'all would go back to 2 Peter chapter 3. I was telling you all, when Brother Smiley preached on Sunday, he walked right into our Bible study. If you have been lit if you had a chance to just get started listening to the tape on Future Home or reading the book, you'll see Brother Branham actually went to 2 Peter 3, and then he also went to Revelation 21. And I'm going to read this whole chapter just to kind of throw something out here. And the reason he did 2 Peter 3, I'll just read this really quick. Y'all that have your future home books, just turn with me to page 8 in your book. My God. I think there's one other thing I wanted y'all to read. Page 8 in your book, and paragraph 52. Before I read that, I want to drop this one other thing. Turn to page 12 real quick, paragraph 79, and I'm not going to read the whole paragraph. The third sentence in says, if you can't understand, if you see that in your book, if you can't understand. And I want to just drop this. Brother Branham says this, if you can't understand it, just keep praying. Now, there's a lot that I'm going to say, and I just want to drop that. If you can't understand it, just keep praying. And I'm saying that because, you know, church, there is a time in my life where people were preaching this and saying these things, preaching scriptures. I had no idea what they were talking about, none whatsoever. But to come from that point, amen, to where I'm at tonight, being able to teach it, I know that God will reveal it to you. God is no respect of persons. Amen. God will reveal it to you, not just because I'm the pastor. Amen. But God will reveal it to you because there's people that you're going to talk to that you need to be able to share with them the truth of the scripture. Amen. So God wants you to know this. This is not anything that he's trying to hide. God ain't hiding nothing from his word from us. Amen. He wants us to know all of it. That's why he sent us a prophet. So listen, back over here to page 8. And we'll get back into 2 Peter here, chapter 3, paragraph 52 here. Brother Branham makes this comment, says, now we understand here that these two scriptures, the reason I read 2 Peter, the third chapter, and compared it with Revelations 21, they both here are speaking the same subject. But John never wrote it out like Peter did. We understand that this great home of the bride is to be here on earth. Oh my, this great home of the bride is to be here on earth. And now if you read, oh my, church, you know, thank God for a prophet. When we leave this earth, we die. All we do is just move to another dimension. That's all that happens. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. One time, and I'm gonna just drop some of these things. I know it might be hard for some people to believe these things, but God sent us a prophet that gave us some truth to help us face things and not feel, you know, not fear, you know. But one of the things that happened in his life, his mother-in-law had passed. Brother Branham's mother-in-law passed. And his wife was sitting there, and she was telling Brother Branham, say, oh, I miss Mama so bad. I miss Mama, you know, and I don't know what to do. You know, you have those moments sometimes when you lost a loved one. You go through those moments. And she was saying how she missed Mama, and Brother Branham said, you know, dear, I understand, but if you can just believe what I'm about to tell you. And they were sitting on, Brother Branham and his wife were sitting on the couch, and they had another piece of furniture on the other side of the room. So if you can just believe what I'm telling you, your mama's sitting right there. Now, that blows people away. But he can see her mama sitting right there. Just another dimension. That's all that happens. You just went to another dimension. And we talk about these dimensions. We're living in the first four right now. I ain't got no board to even draw all this up. Light, matter, time. Those are dimensions. You got to be here at 7:30 because we start at 7:30. You're controlled by time. Matter is the seat that you're sitting on. Light, you see it. Sun, all that. That's there. The fourth would be technology or science. Your cell phone works in that dimension. You get phone calls every day and text messages. It works in that dimension. The fifth dimension is the dimension that people that don't know God when they die, they go to the fifth dimension. People that do know God when they die, they go to the sixth dimension. And the last dimension is where God himself dwells alone. We just move from into another dimension. Now, you can't see the cell phone message coming through, but it hit your device. If I sent you a text right now, you wouldn't see it coming. You wouldn't see it coming. But you got something on your phone that'll just buzz or ring or do something. That phone has something in it to pick up things in that dimension. Brother Branham was able to pick up things in the other dimension. And sometimes, you know, God will even show you things. You ain't crazy. You are not crazy. These dimensions are real. And the things that are unseen are more real than the things that are seen. Because actually the things that are unseen came from those dimensions of unseen. Amen. The chair that you're sitting on came from another dimension. It was there all the time, just waiting on somebody. Television been here all the time. We just did not have the right tools to tap into it. But once we got it, found that tube, oh, we can start seeing some things with television. Amen, church. It's just another dimension. Amen. All right. But when Brother Branham said that to his wife, God, I thank you. And here you thinking, you know, I think I saw somebody. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. You know, just this is real. I know one quote Brother Ram say, you know, person drive down the street and they hit something in the road. And when they hit it in the road, they got out looking around like, I know I just hit something. Couldn't find it. He told them. Say, years ago, there was a man that was hit on this same road. Yeah. And almost the whole thing just reenacted itself again. Yeah. And what happens is that soul that can't go into the presence of God, it become a wandering soul. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. All right.
I'm talking about future home. Let me get back over here. I was reading on paragraph 52, right? It says, John never wrote it out like Peter did. See, we understand that this great home of the bride is to be here on earth. Paragraph 53 says this. And now if you read just like 21 chapter, the 21st chapter of Revelation, the apostle here said, or the prophet said, that I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Sounds like there comes annihilation. That's what the Brother Branham said. Sounds like it comes annihilation. See, when it says a new heaven and a new earth, it sounds like it comes in annihilation, like this, you know, this thing gonna be wiped out. But let's keep reading here. It says, now, the way I always find my messages is by prayer. I'll be sitting in prayer and something reveals to me. And I wait on it in a few minutes and see if it's right. Then I feel it closer. And then sometimes I keep waiting till it breaks into a vision. You know, that's why you got to be careful. I remember one message Brother Branham was preaching. It's like he was preaching from a vision. He was looking at Adam and Eve walking out the garden, and Adam putting his hand on his wife, and Eve, the color of her hair and everything, preaching from a vision. That's God gave us something great, you know. We got a pure, unadulterated message. Stand on this, church, you know. Amen. We ain't got to guess at it no more. Amen. Listen, says, I keep waiting until it breaks into a vision, but when it begins to come and I'm satisfied it comes from God, then I go to the scripture. See, that ought to be the confirmation of every spiritual thing that's done. Because the Bible is the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. See, it is his body. God give you a dream, make sure it ties into the scripture. The devil will also try to give you a dream. And it may look just like, oh, that's exactly what I was wanting to hear. Yeah, the devil knew you wanted to hear that. That's why he gave it to you. Set you up for something. See? So you be careful. Make sure things tie into the word of God. All right. And now, in that, maybe I find a place in scripture that doesn't sound just right, and I wonder, I'll go back again to prayer. It comes again. Then I begin to examine my scripture. Now, our Bible's wrote in English, and English words change all the time. For instance, like St. John 14 said, in my Father's house is many mansions. A mansion in a house? Well, then, what you do with that, then, is run it back to the original and see what James meant, or go back to the Hebrew or to the Greek from the first translation. And in there it says, in my Father's kingdom is many palaces. Well, then you come back to the time that the translators translated for King James. The kingdom was called in English a house, and the king was the father over his delegates. There is the reason they translated, in my Father's house is many mansions. See, and then you get those words and you have to hunt them up. Then you see from that inspiration, this pulpit this morning, I say not one time has it ever been nothing but straight. The scripture, that's how serpent seed and all these other things come, see? And it's really, if a fellow would just read and say, in my Father's house is many mansions, if you didn't stop to study, pray, you'd be all confused. See, but just keep praying. God always makes it right if it comes from God. Let's keep going here. Now, John explains the change, how it comes about. He doesn't explain it, rather, but Peter does. John just said, I saw new heavens and new earth. First heavens and first earth was passed away. There was no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. But we turn back to 2 Peter now to find out. Peter explains how this process will come about. Now, if you look at what John said, it sounds like for the first heavens and first earth was passed away, annihilated. See, then that sounds very strange. So that's what struck me. And I began to look for the word pass away. And now, but it's clear that both of these apostles and prophet were talking of the same thing. Now, let's go back to 2 Peter and read what is being spoken there. My. I think after that, I'll maybe just bring in one or two more quotes. Let's read this in 2 Peter. Chapter 3, verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, saying, where is the promise of his coming? But since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. When Brother Smiley was preaching this on Sunday and he's talking about the scoffers, it hit me. The scripture says that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And in the days of Noah, there were scoffers. And those scoffers, Noah, it ain't never rained. Why would you believe in rain or something like that? It's never happened. Why would you build a boat like this, Noah? Look, 10 years, nothing happened. 30 years, nothing happened. 40 years, nothing happened. 70 years, nothing happened. 90, now Noah, you've been on that boat for all this time, ain't nothing occurred. 100 years, nothing happened. 119 years, nothing happened. But this 120th year, everything Noah been saying has finally come to pass. The word took on flesh. Amen. See, church, we're going to have the same kind of scoffers today. Why are you going to that church and they talking about a prophet? Come on now. You shouldn't be believing in nothing like that. You're a reasonable person. Look at the Bible. Look at the Bible. Come on, let me show you. If they looked at the Bible, they'll see that God promised it. See, amen. Listen, we're going to have scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Now that's a very important scripture. We're going to get into that, and really Brother Branham broke that down here. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old. And he's talking about three stages, you know, of the heavens. The heavens were of old, the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Now, you need to, I was going to ask a question. I was going to ask a question, but I'm going to spare people the embarrassment. And don't. I'm going to ask it, but don't answer it. Don't answer it, please. I was going to ask, have you ever stole anything? Don't answer it, please. If you did, you did not tell the person that you were stealing what you was getting ready to do. You just did it quietly, secretly, and that's what the coming of the Lord going to be. When he come to take his bride away, ain't going to be no grand announcements. The only people that's going to know that he's coming is those that's awaiting and looking for it. Other people, they're going to miss it. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I've had things stolen from me different ways. One time somebody broke into my car, and I knew I just parked the car, and probably within hours it was broken into, and I knew all the stuff that I had sitting there, it was gone. So I knew that. But then there was another time where somebody broke in, and, you know, we knew it was a break-in, we just didn't know what was missing. And it just took a little time, and all of a sudden you went looking for something that you, oh yeah, let me go find that. And it wasn't there. That's when you knew that they got
got what you had. I wonder if that's going to be something like what'll happen. Maybe somebody reach out, oh, let me call so-and-so. They're not there. What happened? Well, I called somebody else. Rapture done took place and didn't even know it. Amen. It'll be like a thief in the night. Listen, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? If you see this is getting ready to happen, what type of person should you be in all holy conversation and godliness? Oh my, I told you, we got to start practicing this right now. We got to live like this right now. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, see, Peter is explaining what John was saying, a new heaven, new earth. Peter is telling us the heavens shall be dissolved. Remember when I said heaven is an atmosphere. Atmospheres have to be purged. Amen. You know Satan is controlling the atmosphere. Amen. Satan is controlling government, politics. Satan is controlling all this stuff. Amen. It's all underneath his control. But that all of that, that entire atmosphere will be purged. And the scripture tells us here that shall be looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's what I'm looking for, a church without sin. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. This is what our job is, be found without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We will be picking back up with that 2 Peter 3 as we go through our study here. And let me just see here. Oh, my. I had a couple other quotes that I was going to read, but I'm going to skip down. I want to go to a quote out of Satan's Eden. I don't know if I wrote that down back there. Satan's Eden. We'll make that our last quote for the night. Brother Branham's saying how this earth is in birth pains. Every world war that we've had has begun. I mean, he says it's just like a mother. You know, when a mother's getting ready to have birth, they have to kind of count the how close the contractions are. And they know, you know, okay, all right, something getting ready to happen. She just had a pain. She just had another pain. She just had another pain. And if them contractions get closer and closer, they got to get ready to deliver that baby. Same thing here. As we see war and another war rise and another war rise, another war, these are contractions in the earth. You know, we notice these things that happen in church. We got to get ready to get out of here. Keep your eye on these signs of the time. Keep your eye on it. This new heaven and new earth is upon us. Amen. We want to be ready to enter in. Satan's Eden. Let's look at this last quote here. Brother Branham makes this comment. In my father's house are many, or in my father's economy, in my father's plans is many palaces. I'll go to prepare a place. Look how long it is, 1,500 square miles. Say, where is it at? He has gone to prepare it. He is creator. And see how, when Brother Smiley brought that in on Sunday, how that meatpacker son went to prepare. And, I mean, that young lady had to be ready for when he came back. No matter what criticism she had to face, she had to be ready when he got back. Church, we got to be ready for the Lord's return. He's gone to prepare a place for us. He is creator. He creates all that gold. The streets are transparent. He is creator. He is making a place over in Revelation 21. He said, and I John saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending from God out of heaven. There was no more sea. The first heaven and the first earth was passed away. What was our first heavens? It was the millennium. What's the first earth? Was this. It'll be renovated. Just like it was baptized by Noah in the days of his preaching, was sanctified by Christ as he sprinkled his blood upon it and be renovated, take all the germs and everything off of it, and the renovation at the end with a fire baptism that'll kill every germ, every sickness, every disease, every filth that was ever on earth. I like that. The fire baptism will kill every sickness, every disease. You know, you get diseases. They are airborne. Atmospheres. Some of this stuff come through atmospheres. You got somebody cough. You got to be careful about that. Church, wouldn't you like to live somewhere where you ain't got to worry about none of that? Amen. See, listen, she'll burst forth and come forth a new earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. First heaven, this first earth was passed away and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending from God out of heaven. There God will be with his true attributes, sons and daughters, where he can fellowship with them in holiness, with their eyes blinded to any sin. There'll never be no more sin from their own. Let us strive hard. Don't be deceived in this day, but strive to enter in at that gate, at the gate. For all that will be left out will be whoremongers, lusters. Whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already. Now, I told y'all, there's some things that, when the scriptures say that a man don't even have to touch a woman, but if he look upon the woman and lust, amen, then he's guilty of adultery. Now, sisters, you got to be careful as to how you present yourself so that man don't look on you like that way, like that. Amen. You have to be careful. We even got to watch the way we dress our kids. I'm serious. Some of the stuff that you see nowadays, amen, is really ridiculous, and it puts spirits on people. So you got to be careful as to how you present yourself. Be holy. Be decent. Everything that you do, everywhere you go, 24 hours a day, if you can be decent, be decent. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't get so comfortable. You got people over at your house. I know it's nighttime, but still put some clothes on. Amen. Oh, my God. Ain't nothing but the truth anyhow. You got brothers and sisters can't be dressing any kind of way around each other. Amen. You got to cover yourself. Amen, church. But look, they're real spirits. I mean, we hear more about adults being with children, more about that than any other day we ever heard. I mean, the stuff that you hear, you know, if you get caught like that or an offender, they're gonna make sure they put your name on the website somewhere so that people know that you live in the neighborhood. You know, we got this type of stuff. We got to watch what neighborhoods we're going to move into. Where can you go, church? It's not any place we can go on this earth. I can tell you that much. There's no place safe. You try to get, no matter where you try to go, somebody there is already involved in these spirits. They bound by these atmospheres. Bound by it. I'm looking for it. Strive hard. Strive hard. Don't be deceived in this day. Strive to enter in at the gate. For all that will be left out will be whoremongers, lusters. Whosoever looketh upon a woman, lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already. If you can't think of nothing else but that scripture, let that be enough to keep you in the way that you dress. Lord, I don't want nobody to look upon me the wrong way. Most of those magazines that we're looking at, amen, those people want people to look at them the wrong way. And I can also tell you this, what you're looking at in a magazine is man-made. They have edited everything that you see, and your eyes go lusting after what you see. You will never look like that. I don't care how many diets you go on, you will never look like that. Never. That's why you get discouraged and go right back to eating again. It's the truth, anyhow. How many diets you done tried? Amen. You go right back to eating all over again. You'll never look like that. They done touched it up with a computer. That's what a man made up in his mind. Amen. You aiming for it. I'm going to look just like this. No, you won't. No, you won't. Never, 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 never. I am so sorry. Amen. Amen. Just, you know, the Brother Smiley says you go from being a, what do you call it? From a Coca-Cola bottle to a 2-liter. And some of y'all said amen. And you're like, Lord, that ain't nothing but the truth. Amen. Young man with your six-pack now, boy, you will have a, yeah, it will go, it'll just come out. And you'll be trying to get it back in, and it will still come out. You used to do sit-ups, keep it down. All the sit-ups you do now don't do nothing for you. Amen. You be at the gym every day. Every day, nothing happens. And you know what? It take you years to get it off. And take you a few minutes to put it right back on. Years. Things just change. I need a new body. That's what I'm looking for, a new body. Amen. Things just change. I used to tell them, but I'm just so, who was it? One brother told me, just recently told me, said, Brother Jack, I saw your wedding picture. Yeah, live long enough, it'll happen to you too, my friend. You live long enough, it will happen to you. Amen. Amen. I done been to the gym. The gym I went to, they closed it down. I'm telling you. Amen. It just don't work, church. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to take it away from you, but the Bible do say bodily exercise profit you little. Amen. It didn't profit, don't profit you nothing, just profit you little. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's keep going. Amen. Whosoever looketh upon a woman and lusts after her hath committed adultery with her already. All outside will be ill-famed women, ill-famed men, and so forth, and only those that are redeemed and in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter in at that gate. So strive, friends. Don't be deceived in this last day. This is a great time. Everybody has got money. Everybody can do this, and everybody can do that, and money flowing every way. I saw that quote. I said, Lord, let me enter into this one right here. There's money flowing every way. And if you say everybody got it, I'm claiming I'm one of them. I'm one of them. So everybody can do this and everybody can do that. And money flowing every way and big cars and everything. There won't be one of them in that city. Ain't that something? We be striving to try to get that big car. You're going to leave it right here. It's gonna be wiped out. Amen. There won't be one of them in that city. There won't be one car, one airplane. No. It'll be altogether a different civilization. It'll be, again, a civilization not of knowledge, not of science, but of innocence and faith in the living God. Let us strive to enter into that. For that's my whole purpose, is to enter into that city someday. And just look back, coming along with me, see every one of you marching. Now, when he say that, I see myself there. He said, see every one of you marching. When we sing, the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. All right, let's pray. That's what he said. That's what we're going to do. We'll stop right there. We'll pick up on next week. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for being able to just kind of look at these little truths in the scripture, these atmospheres that we are so troubled with, Lord, daily. The enemy battles us. Every time we turn, Lord, there's always evil present, just trying to distract us and pull us down. We pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, to uphold the standards of the Word of God. Amen. Not to be deceived by the enemy in this hour. And it's so tricky. Little things that he throws in here and throws in there. Lord, let us be careful with the way that we dress. The jewelry that we wear, let's be careful with that. It might draw attention that does not need to be drawn. The heels, the height of the heels, let's be careful. Lord, how tight we might have something on. Lord, let us be careful how short it might be, how open it might be. Lord, let us be careful in these areas. God, we don't want to be guilty. We realize, Lord, it's going to take a pure heart to make it, Lord, into that city. And we want to be pure. We want to be real. Lord, we want to be ready. We got to live now as if we're going to live there. And Lord, just help us, Father, in every way is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.